Senator and Minister of State in the Office of the Prime Minister, Honorable Chieftain Neptune, said one of the programs the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines is preparing to roll out is the Youth Guarantee Pledge. As part of this program, education will be available to all Vincentians, especially those who are unemployed. Minister Neptune said one aspect of the Youth Guarantee Pledge is the reduction of interest rates on student loans.
So, I'll start off by saying this. We came up with the Youth Guarantee Pledge. And this pledge was a commitment by us that we're going to prioritize learning for every young person. Once you're not in the job market, you must be learning. So, education must be accessible for all, not some. So, you would have heard us saying that we are going to reduce the student loan from 9% to 4.5% because that will alleviate financial burden of the student loan from parents, from guardians, and even the student themselves, so that families don't have to risk their home by mortgaging their home, risk being homeless, just to send their child or children to university.
Minister Neptune said when young people return from their studies, they are often burdened with high student loans, and the government does not want this. He said the government wants to ensure that the youth can start working on their dreams while they repay loans at a reduced rate.
When you go to university with these huge loans, these huge mortgage, whatever you want to say, when you come back, starting a business, even owning your own home is highly impossible because you have this student loan. It's a burden on you. And that is your main focus for like what, 5, 6, 8 years? So you went to study and you came back and your main focus is paying back a debt in the form of a student loan. And we are saying we don't want that. We want when students return, they must say they want to be entrepreneurs. They want to start their own family. You understand? They must have some sort of financial leeway to do what they want to do instead of being hindered and crushing in huge loans.
The Minister of State in the Office of the Prime Minister said the government also wants to ensure that the nation's youths can earn while they learn. He said youths who are part of the on-site program will be provided with a matching salary by the government in addition to what they are paid by the private sector, all while gaining valuable on-the-job experience.
We also see in that same Youth Guarantee Pledge that outside of learning, you must be earning. And how can we have our youth getting up every day, going into the workforce, and they're just basically working for their passage and whatever they're going to eat, and can't do anything else with whatever salary they are being getting? One thing the Prime Minister would have said is the on-site program, wherever private businesses that they will be going. So let's say the private business is paying them 6, 7, whatever salary, he will match that. So you're getting 7, that's 14. You're getting 1,000, that's 2,000. And he's looking to raise that on his end in government services so that the youths of our nation will be comfortable while getting experience in the workforce. Because they do need that. You know, when you go and apply for a job, they are telling you you need 5 and 6 years of experience. So while they are getting the experience, they must be comfortable doing so.
Senator and Minister of State in the Office of the Prime Minister, Honorable Chieftain Neptune. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.